We left off discussing the case of Mafrish Chalasa Kemach, where the Gemara tells us that is not considered to be Hafrasha, in that case Eino Chala, and V'Gezel B'Yad HaKohen. The Gemara tells us the reason we go to the extreme of assuming it's Gezel is because of the possibilities of Takala. And the Gemara raises a very simple kasha, V'Tahavi Truma V'Yasur V'Yitram. Why do you have to go that far and to assume that Eino Chala and Gezel B'Yad HaKohen? Why not assume, as in other cases, that the hafrasha should in fact be chal, but the requirement of yafsor v'yitrom? And where do you see that there is such a precedent, a model for truma v'yafsor v'yitrom? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in the very beginning of the third parak of Truma. What happens in the case of haktorim kishus v'nimtza mara, avatiach v'nimtza saruach? In those cases, truma v'yafsor v'yitrom. So the Gemara says that no. In that case, where a person was torim and nimtzara, Avatiach nimtza saruach, in that case we understand. There midaraisa is considered to be truma ma'aya. And how do we know that that's true? That midaraisa certainly is considered to be a legitimate hafrasha. The Gemara quotes the drasha of Rabbi Eloi, that minay in the Torah in haral hayafa shetrumaso truma. Where do you see that in fact is considered to be chal? Well, the pasuk says, v'lo sisol avchei barim ches chelbo mimenu. And the Gemara comments that im eino kadosh nesias chet lama. Why would that be considered to be an avera if there is no effect, if there's no chalos? It must be that there is a chalos hafrasha, and therefore we understand very well why there is a chait for one who is torim min hara al hayafa. So the Gemara says, in such an instance, where midaraisa is a hafrasha, then you understand the Mishnah says the halacha would be havitruma, and nonetheless viyasur viyitrum. However, one cannot assume that's true when it comes to kemach. As we discussed yesterday, that is not considered to be a hafrasha at all. So the Tosfos Dei Rav Chaim is bothered by the following. What exactly is that drasha of Rabbi Eloi? The fact that the pasuk says that v'losiso alav chait means that there must be a chalos hafrasha. So Tosfos refers you to the sugya in Tmura and Afdal Mabeis, the machlokis between Abaye and Rava. Kol milsadam rachmana lo savid. The Torah says, do not do something. What happens if it is done? Is there an effect? Is there a chalos? Or is there not? So Abaye comments the following, that even though the Torah says lo savid, nonetheless, I ovid mahani. If a person does so, it does take effect, and therefore we understand why there is an onesh. Because the ilo, if you'll tell me that when the Torah says no, it means it is impossible, and there is no chalos, so therefore am I lucky? How would you envision that there should be malchus? It must be that in fact there is a chalos, and since it was done inappropriately, that's why there is an onesh. And Rava maintains that it's not true that lo mahani. And why is it you'll get malchus? Why can't the person simply say what I did was of no consequence, it was completely ineffective? The reason that there's malchus, Rava says, is because da over amemra derachmana, because the attempt, you went against the mitzvah Hashem. And therefore there is considered to be an onesh. So the Gemara in Tmura Daf Hey Amud Aleph raises the kasha from our sugya. That what do you mean, Vaharei Tori min hara al hayafa? Our exact case, the Gemara writes in Tmura. There certainly there is a chalos hafrasha. We assume that it is truma. So therefore, don't you see Yama Mahani? Even though this should not have been done, nonetheless, there is a chalos. Isn't this exactly as the shita of Abaye? If you assume it's Rava, why not argue that it is forbidden to do so, and therefore it shouldn't even be a chalos of Rasha? So that's what the Gemara writes that no. Amalach Rava, that Shani Hasam, the case of Trum is different. There is a chalos because of exactly of our Rasha. Rabbi Eloi, lo sasiso lo b'cheit, rimches chalimenu, imeno kadosh, nesias cheit, lama. So that's the shakla v'taria of the Gemara. So Tosus writes, isn't this difficult? That no, that really maybe one could have argued that maybe it is not Kodesh at all. And there is no Hafrasha. And if you ask me, if that's true, why does the Torah consider it to be a Chait? Why is that a Kasha? Avilu Hachi Tosus says one could argue Ikonasiyas Chait. Why? Because the Avar Amil Sadika Amar Rachmana. Isn't that exactly what the Gemara just said in Tamura? No? Abaye says, I'll prove to you Yavid Mahani. Because if lo mahani, if it's ineffective, how can there be an onesh? So Rav apparently answers that no, there's an onesh because the avar amemra derachmana. There's an onesh because of the attempt. So therefore, what exactly is the answer? of that Gemara and Tmura and Daf Hey, in light of our sugya. No? How can you prove that the Hafrosh is considered to be Chal? Maybe the Hafrosh is not Chal. Well, if it's not Chal, why is it considered to be Nesias Chayt? Well, that's what Rava always assumes. The Ovid Lomahani. And the reason that there is Malkus, there is Nesias Chayt, is because of our Amemre, Drachmana. That is Tosus' Kasha. So Tosus and Asugi answers as follows, that really one has to argue in principle according to Rava Lomahani. That's true when it comes to other cases. But here, when it comes to Truma, there's some indicator from the Pasuk that Mahani. And therefore, Rav admits this is an exception. As the Gemara is going to say, there are many exceptions to Rav's halacha. And the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, and that's Sugya and Tmuran, beginning at Dalma Beis, the Gemara mentions 13 different cases. And the Gemara is going to end up answering that no, Abai will have Psukim, Rav will have Psukim. So this is one of the cases that even though Rav generally assumes that Mahani, nonetheless, here it is considered to be good. Where do you see here there is such a Xeris HaKosuv, Bidavka Mahani? So it also says the following. The Torah already tells us, V'chochelev tirosh v'dagon. The Torah already tells us that one must be Torah min hara, min hayafa al hara. The way of hafrasha is to be Torah min hayafa al hara. For that, you don't need the Pasuk of lo sislav chayt. The Pasuk already tells us, V'chochelev tirosh v'dagon. And therefore, it is obvious that if a person is not doing that, he is going against Amilsa, the Kamarachmana. That's obvious. Why then is it necessary to have the additional pasuk of V'lo Sisu Alav Chayt? That's what Tosa says is the drasha, that there are two psukim. First, the Torah tells us Chaylev Tirosh V'dagan, so Chaylev means Min Har Yafa Al Hara. And then the pasuk reiterates Lo Sisa Alav Chayt. So Tosu says it must be that there are two psukim. The first pasuk Enechinami will tell us Sheavar Arnil Siddika Amarachmana. From the first pasuk, you know it's inappropriate. But what is the purpose of the second pasuk? That is telling us the following chiddush, that the truma is considered to be chal, since one was Torah Minara Yafa. Nonetheless, there was an isra violated, but yet there is Achalos. In other words, that the first pasuk that Tosus quotes is telling us the act of the hafrasha was inappropriate, but nonetheless the second pasuk tells us that there is a chalos. It's inappropriate to have truma, which is of the least value, the truma which is ra ayafa. If you look at the marshal here on this Tosus, marshal writes the following. That the first pasuk is considered is addressing the maisa hafrasha. That the maisa hafrasha itself is considered to be beiser uba avera, but the additional pasuk of lo sislav chayt is referring to the chalos hafrasha, the effect, and that is the raya of Rabbi Lai. That's exactly as Rabbi says. You see that in this case there is an effect, because if all the Torah will be telling us is this is an inappropriate maisa hafrasha, so therefore one pasuk would be sufficient. So that's the chiddush that our Tosus writes. Two different halachos based on two different psukim. The first pasuk myself prosha, the second one it comes to chalos. If you look in the chiddushi hagrach al hashas, right in the normal edition, it's on page kufnun ches. Here Reb Chaim points out the following chiddush. What exactly is the problem regarding one who is Torah min hara al hayafa? So Reb Chaim suggests the following, that it is not the maisa hafrasha al hara. That's not the issa. There's an issa of nevela, right? There's an issa of chelev, there's an issa of lahafrish ra liyafa. Reb Chaim points out that's not the case. The issa is not the maisa hafrasha al hara. What is the issa? Shelo hifrish min hayafa. The Torah tells us that you have to give the best of what you have, right, to the Kohen. The Rambam writes in the Rain of Hilchos Yisurim HaMizbeach, when a person has to give something ligavoa, right, a person should always give, right, the choicest, the nicest that he has, l'Hashem. And so too, when it comes to Afrasha's Truma, Truma requires that a person gives that which is yafa l'Kohen. So Reb Chaim points out the following chiddush. When a person is Torim al hara, it's not that the Maisa HaFrash is the Isra of Avera, but by doing so, now it is no longer possible to provide the Kohen with the best, which is the mitzvah of Truma. The Isser is not the Maisa HaFrasha Bekum Vesei. The Isser is B'Shev Valtase, that the person was not Mafrish Min Hayafel Lekohen. If, for example, there would be a possibility of a dual HaFrasha, let's assume, for example, the Torah would allow us to be Mafrish once, and then Mafrish again, and then Mafrish again. So in such a case, right, a person could go ahead and be Mafrish a second time and give the best that he has to the Kohen. But obviously that's not a possibility. Right? Once a person is Mafrish, then he is Mater the Kri, and there is no additional Chalos HaFrasha. Right, if a person were to do a Maisa Veira, eat Nevela, so therefore a person would not be rectifying it by eating Besar Shuta. However, in this case, if the mitzvah is to give the Yafal HaKohen, if there would have been such a possibility of Shiyachal HaHafrish Pam Shnia, so in such a case, a person would be Mafrish Min HaYafa and give that to the Kohen. There wouldn't be such an Isser, because the Afrash itself is not really the Isser Bavera. It's the failure to be Mafrish Min HaYafa Alara. So, Reb Chaim points out the following. That's exactly then the drasha of Rabbi Eloi, that Imein al Kadosh Nesiyas Chet Lama. If this would not be a Chalos HaFrasha, and then what? So then you would be obligated to be Mafrish once again, so therefore you'll be Mafrish Min HaYafa and provide that to the Kohen. The only reason this is considered to be an Isser is because you failed to do so. And once one was Mafrish, there's no possibility of an additional Hafrasha. Why? Well, obviously because it was Chal. There's a Chalos. If it wouldn't be a Chalos, so therefore, first the person would be able to be Mafrish once again and to give the Yafal HaKohen. So that's exactly the Chiddush that Rabbi Loi writes. Im Eino Kadosh, Nesiyas Chet Lama. If there wouldn't be any chalos, and you'd be obligated mikar hadin daraisa, biyasar biyitro, so therefore wouldn't even be an isser. It's only because that there is no takana, because there's a chalos afrasha, that that is considered to be a nesiyasre. So that's what Reb Chaim points out, that this is why. The Gemara writes, the Drash Rabbi Loi, that even according to Rabbis Chiddush, that ba'al me'iyavi lo mahani, here certainly it is mahani. A couple of further ha'aras. If you look in the Kovetz Ha'aras, Rabbi Chanan, the Chibra and Yivamos, as we discussed earlier, Simen Ayin Vav, that's the piece that we saw that Rabbi Chanan writes, that whenever we discuss that which the Torah tells us is accomplished, Ayidei Maisa Adam, that of course is broken down into two very different categories. In one category, right, for example, Kinyanim, Kedushin, Gerushin, there it's not that the person just simply does the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Gerushin, the Maisa Kedushin, but rather the person creates and controls the Chalos. The Chalos is Bami Koach Adam. And then you have other cases where even though it is true Maisa Gavra, Maisa Adam is necessary, Shechita, for example, requires Koach HaGavra, but nonetheless the Chalos is Me'ela, the Chalos is Bami Atzmo. The person does not control the chalos. So even though a kinyan requires adam, shechita requires koach gavra, but nonetheless, these are very different examples. Right? Rabbi Chanan pointed out many different nafkaminas, that when it comes to category one, where the person creates and generates the chalos, then you can discuss a tenai, you can discuss shlichus, you can have a chalos which is miyad, you can have a chalos which is lachar zman. You could envision a possibility of shiur, that I could say that this is chal for everyone except for you. There could be a possibility of chazara. If I create the chalos, so maybe I'm able to retract. When it comes to something like shechita, I can make a shechita al tnai, that if I, the shochet, am not paid, so this is not besar shchuta, it should become besar nevela, or everyone can partake of the meat except for you, or the shochet can revoke his maisa shechita. Certainly not. Why is that true? Because in all those cases, true maisa adam is necessary, but the person doesn't create or impact or affect the chalos. So Rabbi Chanan just goes a step further and writes that this is very relevant to this sugya of Yavid Mahani in the Avid Lo Mahani. When is it that Rava maintains the Avid Lo Mahani that is only in category one? That is only in a case where a person creates the chalos. In which case one could argue if the chalos was created inappropriately, it is not chal. And Rabbi Chanan writes, if you look in all of those cases, the Gemara suggests ones shagireish. A person is ma'anis and ishta. The Torah says, you have to marry her, lo yucha l'shalcha. And what if he divorces her? That's gerushin. That's a case where there is a chalos. Do you say yavid mihani, avid lo mahani? A person is makadish chai v'lavim. That's another case the Gemara mentions in Temura. Kedushin. There you can raise the issue. Can I create an inappropriate chalos? Or ar Gemara, Torah min hara al hayafa. A chalos hafrasha. When it comes, however, to something where you don't control the chalos at all, so then everyone would agree, i'avid mahani. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Chanan writes. For example, the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Yudalev and Aleph, discusses the case of hashochet b'shabbos. There the Mishnah says, shochet b'shabbos, shchitasa ksher. The shchita is considered to be a shchita ksher. The fact that you are mechalos Shabbos does not affect the chalos, that this is b'chasar shchuta. This is not b'sar nevela. Tosus just raises a side point. Tosus discusses that. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah is Mekun Daf Yud Aleph. Maybe a person is Mechalos Shabbos, who should be Mumin Mechalos Shabbos, Dino Ka'akum, and maybe the Shechita should be a Shechita Psula for another reason. But why not just simply assume that Lo Mahani? That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Chanan points out, that Lo Mahani only applies in category one, where the heter is ba me'elav. So in such a case, there we don't assume he avid lo mahani. A further ha'ara, this is what you have find in the Tshuvas Maharit, in Chelak Aleph and Simen Samach Tes, and this is found twice in Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega. This is found in Simen Kuv Chav Tes, in Devar Maschil Gam Im, and also in Tshuva Kuv Ayin Dalet. That perhaps when do we assume, according to Rav Yavid Lo Mahani, that if by stating Lo Mahani, that will be Monea the Isser. That's the Chiddush of the Maharit. Let's assume, for example, there's something wrong with being Torah Min Hara L'Yafa. Well, if I were to argue Lo Mahani, it wouldn't have any effect, so therefore, of the Lo Mahani will to an extent be misakin the Isser. Yavid Lo Mahani means there's no chalos. Mekadesh chai v'lavim. Yavid Lo Mahani means perhaps that there shouldn't be any kedushin. There is no tefisas kedushin. So by applying the concept of the Yavid Lo Mahani in such a case, you have been misaking the Isser in the sense that there's no chalos. It's not a gerushin in a case of onesh shegiresh. It's not a kedushin in a case of mekadesh chavelavim. It's not a hafrasha in a case of torah min hara liyafa. Again, the Gemara is going to have psukim. Those three cases that I mentioned to show us that no, the gerushin is a gerushin, the kedushin is a kedushin, our Gemara, the hafrasha is a hafrasha. But those are the cases you can apply rava, where by stating Lo Mahani, there is something gained, meaning that there is no chalos, and therefore there was no substance, no consequence of that which you have done. What would happen, for example, in that case of Hashochet B'Shabbos? So by saying Yavid Lo Mahani, what would that mean? That it was not and didn't have the effect of Shechita? By stating Yavid Lo Mahani, if the animal is walking around, the animal is alive. The act was of no consequence. Certainly not. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kivega writes, that in such cases, you wouldn't apply Yavid Lo Mahani. Rava writes, Yavid Lo Mahani means when the Isser is bound with a chalos. And by assuming that Yavid Lo Mahani, there is no chalos. But in a case where the Isser is one which is independent, that would not be true. Rabbi Kivega discusses the following. If you have a Mila Shelo Bizmana on Shabbos, that's the second choice, Rabbi Kivega, in Kufayin Dalet. A Mila Shelo Bizmana B'Shabbos. would happen if you were to say lo mahani? It wouldn't be a milah kshera. And therefore that act would be an act of mekalkel. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger discusses. Is that a case where you could invoke yavid lo mahani? Because by stating lo mahani, perhaps one could argue that it is not considered to be an act of chilul Shabbos. And again, what does that relate to shechita as well? But in a case where simply that taver is independent of chalos, so therefore in such a case even Rabba would admit that that speaks for itself. If a person is shochet b'Shabbos, it's a ma'aseh shechita, and therefore it's considered to be an act of netilas neshama. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes our Gemara, the Rambam seems to do so in a very different way. The Rambam svanuch shirmos and perakei halacha chabbeis. The Rambam mentions these cases of a person who is torim min harali afa. The Rambam writes hatarin chavish al yain al hayain v'nimtzis chomes. So it turned out that the person was torim min harali afa. He was torim chomes, not yain. The Rambam writes the following: Im noda shahisa chometz ad shalo tarma, so eina truma. If we can show that at the time of the hafrasha it was already spoiled, the wine had already turned to vinegar, then it's not truma. If achar shetarma hichmitza, if when he was mafresh it was fine, and then subsequently it's spoiled, so of course there is a truma. And what about vim safek? We don't know, right? We look now and we see that it's spoiled, but we can't really tell what condition this was in at the time of the hafrasha. Was the truma yayin or had it spoiled? Was it already chometz? So the Rambam writes vim safek truma v'yatzar v'yitrum. That's what the Rambam writes. That sounds like a very great chiddush. The Rambam seems to say that if we could determine, no, b'shas hafrasha, that it was already ra, so in such a case there is no chalos hafrasha. And the reason for truma b'yachsav yitrom is only because of ambiguity. It's difficult to be able to determine whether it became spoiled now, whether it was spoiled b'shas hafrasha. But it seems to the Rambam that it's clear. Just as if it's spoiled achar afrasha, it's still truma. So if it was spoiled b'shas afrasha, it is not truma. And the reason for the mission of truma b'yachsav yitrom is because of safek. That's what the Rambam indicates. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Nedarim in Simon Gimel writes, isn't it against our Gemara? That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara assumes that Tori min harali of his chal, because he minol kadosh nesias chet lama, that even if it was absolute rabbi shas hafrash, of course it's chal midaraisa. The Machne Ephraim also raises a different kasha. That is, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri HaMizbeach in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following: Mi shedima shemutu lahakdish lamun leMizbeach. If a person is of the mindset that there's nothing wrong with being makdish lamun leMizbeach and vehikdish, and he does so. The Rambam writes Reza Kadosh. The Rambam writes that the Kedush is Chal. Ve'in Oloki is not going to get Malkus because there was a mistake. Right, there was a mistake. He thought it was Mutter to do. It turns out that it's Aser. So he's not Loke, but nonetheless there is a Chalos Ekdish. There is a Chalos Ekdish. So, how do you resolve these two issues in the following? The Rambam seems to assume, right, the first in Hilchos Trumos, that's what the Machne Ephraim points out as follows, that if in fact the person's mindset was who was being Torah min harali yafa, I understand, but if indeed his thinking was he was being Torah improperly, and it turns out that that's not true, it was already chometz b'shas hafrasha, So therefore the Rambam writes it's not truma. Why is that true? What is the underlying reason of that Rambam? No pashtrimos in Perakela Chachov Beis. Pashup Shat, the Rambam is the following. That's considered to be a hafrasha or a hakdasha b'taos. If it was already kechmitza, it was already ra b'shas hafrasha, the Rambam assumes that's a hafrasha shtruma, or that's a case of hektish b'taos. And under those conditions, his intent was not to be makdish, his intent was not to be torim, and that's what the Rambam writes, ain't no truma. In Hilchos Isuri HaMizbeach, here the Rambam writes the following, is that called a hektish b'taos? Not really. That's what the Keset Mishnah points out. In that case, the person certainly was makdish that which he intended to do. There was a toast in the sense of a toast lahalacha, toast bedin, omer mutter. That's the chiddush that the Keset Mishnah points out. If there's a toast, but guf hahafrasha, a person intended to be mafresh A and was mafresh B, that's not a hafrasha at all. If a person intended to be mafresh A thinking it was mutter and was mafresh A and it turns out that is asar, you can't call that a hafrasha b'toz. The person was makdish, the person was mafresh exactly as he intended. He thought it was mutter, it turns out it's asar, so good, that's shogay. But it's not a hakdasha hafrasha b'toz. So Pashup Shat, those are the two differences in the Rambam. In Hilchos Isuri HaMizbeach, where the toast was al tos al pidin of omer mutter, that does not mean that the maisa hafrasha was inherently flawed. Mashenkin, in a case of where a person feels he's being torim A and it turns out B, he will tell you he's being torim yayin, and it turns out that he was torim chometz. In such a case there, the Rambam writes that that is eno truma. That Pashup Shat is the Pshat of that Rambam, no? So therefore, in such a case where I look at the item now and I see that it's spoiled, well, I have to determine when did it become spoiled. If it was spoiled previously, so then that's called the Hafrasha B'Toz. If it became spoiled now, post Hafrasha, obviously, that's a good Hafrasha. And if it's a Safe, the Rambam writes, Shema B'Yafsar B'Yitron. But just one caveat, but Ned Ramamurim, that the person's mindset was to be Torim Min Hayafa. When can you say that if it was Chomet, that's Eino Truma? That's because that's Hafrasha B'Toz. Why is it Hafrasha B'Toz? Because the person, B'Shas Hafrasha, you'll ask him, what was he doing? He will tell you he was being Mafrish Min Hayafa. Our Gemara is addressing something else, which is very different. Our Gemara is addressing the following issue. A person consciously, deliberately, is being Torim Min Hara. Whether he realizes that's wrong or doesn't realize that's wrong. There's no toast in Hafrasha. There, even if that was the case, B'Shas Hafrasha, of course, there is a Chalos. That's our Gemara. The Rambam's case sounds like ours, but it's very different. If the mindset was that a person was be Torim A and turned out to be Torim B, a fresh of its house, they know trauma. Our Gemara is telling us the following Kiddush, that if a person intended to be Mafish Min Hara, then of course it's considered to be Chal. And that's the Rav of the Gemara, because it may not Kodesh, if that's not Chal, it's an Asiyas Chet Lama. But if there was an absolute Taos, B'Shas HaFrasha, so then of course, the Rambam argues that that's Eino Truma. And there, the Truma Yachsar V'Yichim is a very different type of Truma. That's a Truma which is Misafek in terms of what was the status of the Truma at that particular time. Okay. Let's go on to the new sugya. We discussed, Hadaf Mem Zayin, the case of Mekadesh B'Milveh. And in the context of that sugya, the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin quotes, right, the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. What happens in a case of hiskadshili b'mana? Pretty clear? But v'nasam lo dina. So what happens in that case? So the Gemara says, Hare zu mekudeshes v'yashli. So he says to the Isha, right, he's kachli b'mana, a large sum, and he only gives part of that, a dinar. So the Gemara writes, Hare zu mekudeshes v'yashli. Why is that? So the Gemara earlier in that Chesem Aleph explains, why should that be true? Why should we say mekudeshes v'yashli? Gemara says the following, that kevan damar lamana, since he stated a mana, that yet the yad v'dinah, and all he gave her was a dinah, so therefore kiman da'amar la'alminaz dami. It's as though this is a tzvah. And further, the Gemara says in Avches, Ravuna says, name of Rav, that kol ha'omer almenas, ka'omer me'achshav dami. There are two types of possibilities of tanai, if, and if and when. If there's a chalos miyad, if and when, it is only chal lachar zman. So chiddush number one is, if a person says A and does B, we assume that that must have been a tanai. There is issues on the condition that the yashlim, but nonetheless, it is ka'omra mi'achshav dami, and the kedushin is chal immediately. This is what Rashi writes in Avches Amud Aleph, Damascus. V'nosam miyad mekudeshes. The kedushin is chal immediately. Why? Because the kibbal of the shame kedushin, because she accepted it for that purpose. Almenas shashlim to know, as long as one will fulfill the condition. The Ritva adds in Avches Amud Aleph, again, Poshub Shat the Gemara, the Ritva Dermaskel Amra Baloza, and Ve'im Lo Hishlim, and if he doesn't pay the balance, Einim HaKodeshes. Now the Kedushin is not Chal. That's Kedushin which is Al Tanai. Poshub Shat, if indeed it is the Kedushin which is Al Tanai, so in such a case, Yochel Atzer Bo. There's a possibility of Chazara. After all, the deal is not yet done. The Tanai must be met. And Poshub Shat Yochel Atzer Bo. The Rosh is bothered by following Kasha, perhaps somewhat related, but the Rosh in Perek Aleph and Siman Tes, the guy didn't say anything at all. Right. All he stated was his kashli b'mana. He didn't state any condition. He just gave her a dinar. He didn't mention any tanai. So the Rosh writes, this is a very great chiddush of the Gemara, that af al pi shlo hizkir shum tanai, even though he didn't mention any tanai whatsoever. Danina mai ki'ilu hisne. We view it as though this is a tanai. And furthermore, the kaf lay lit tanai. And furthermore, it's as though there was a tanai kafel. A very great chiddush, no? It's so easy to make a tanai. Doesn't Rav Meir maintain that you require what we call mishpitei ha-tanai? That there are many different conditions of how a tanai must be formulated. Here, a guy didn't say anything at all. There was no condition. A blanket statement, he's kachli b'mana. But since nasan ladinar, we view it as though it's a tanai, as though it's mi'achshav. And what about al mishpatei ha'tanayim? So the Rosh writes without fully explaining. But ki'ilu hisne. We'll have to discuss this at greater length, but the Tosus already points out that Mentes and Lebeis, the Tosus in our parak, that tells us that sometimes if there's an umdun in the muchach, anan sahadi, you don't require mishpatei ha'tanayim. It's obvious. Sometimes we'll even assume that dvarim shebalev havi dvarim. It all depends on how strong the umdun is. Based on the condition, based on the circumstance. If it's obvious, sometimes we assume dvarim shebalev havi dvarim, and sometimes we assume that you don't require mishpatei ha'tanayim. So the Rosh is assuming that, how else would you explain this? He's kashdi v'mar nasna dinar. Therefore, anan sahade, there's an umdana, the kilu hisne. And therefore, mishpatei tzaram are not necessary. The Rambam, we'll see in later sugyas, writes a very great chiddush. We mentioned there are two different types of tanai. There's the tanai of im, which means if and when. There's the tanai of almanas, which is me'akshav. We'll have to see what are the differences between these two different types of tanai. Let's assume a person is mekadesh shenisha al tanai. Well, what difference does it make whether it's an im or whether it's an almanas? Well, one is obvious. As of when are they married? Now or later? What happens if kitshachar bintayim? If someone else marries her in the interim? The Rambam writes a very great Hiddush, right? And that is, if you have a tanai which is me'achshav, you don't require mishpatei hatanayim. Mishpatei hatanayim is only when there's a delayed chalos, if and when. If, however, the chalos is miyad, you don't require mishpatei hatanayim. I'll have to see why that should be true, but if that's the case, this is what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Ches Vilchos Chiyah. So very good. The Rosh says, what do you mean this is a tanai? Didn't meet any of the requirements of tanai? Well, the Gemara says, no, that's exactly the hemshich of the Gemara. That this is almanas, which is kor me'achshav dami, there's a chalos which is miyad. The problem, however, is the following. Again, the source of our Gemara is the sugya of Chesam and Aleph, and the Gemara quotes this mem of Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says meisvei. The Gemara says akasha from a brisa. He's kashli b'mana. A man again says, "Marry me with a mana." V'hayam mona v'holech. And he's counting. V'hayam mona v'holech. And he's counting out the coins. So the Braisa says that v'ratza echad mehem lachzar, if anyone wants to retract, afilu b'dina ha'achron, even in the last penny, harashus v'yado. Why is that a kasha? What exactly is the difficulty, you know? The Gemara says a stira. Rabbi Loza says in our Gemara, if he says mana v'nas madinim kudeshus v'yashlim, good. And the Braisa says that in the case of Mona Vaholech Yochal Achzar. What's the kasha? What exactly is the difficulty? The Gemara is going to answer Hacha Mayaskin, and what is the Braisa talking about? Of his kashdi b'mana and Mona Vaholech? We're talking about a case of Mona Zu. I said, with this mana? Well, if he's counting out this mana, he really means this mana. Okay. What was the kasha? What was so difficult? Rabbi Lazar can't agree with that braisa. Rabbi Yiskachli b'mana b'mana b'holech ratza echem lachzar harshus b'yado. If you look in Rashi in the Sugya of Chesam and Aleph, Rashi writes the following. Our Gemara says that the Kedushin is chal miyad. That's the stira. When is the Kedushin Chal? When is the Kedushin Chal? In our case of the Gemara, Harez Mekudeshes Yashlim, the implication is Harez Mekudeshes Miyad. And yet, in the case of Mona V'Holech, Afilu B'Din Achron, or Shus B'Yado, there the Kedushin is not Chal until she receives the entire Mos, all of the payment. That's what Rashi writes this theory. The implication of these two cases is Rabbi Lozer and our Gemara that the Kedushin is Chal Miyad. The implication of the case of Mana V'Holech is the Kedushin is only Chal Achar Zman. And that's what the Gemara answers. If it's mana stam, then the Kedushin is chal miyad. We view it as though it was a tanai. If it's mana zu, so then it's only chal when the payment is fully made. Mana zu. We don't assume there it's a tanai. Mana zu, here it is. And he's handing it out. So then it's only chal with the dinar achron. If you look in the Torah's Gittin, right, the Chibur of the Nesivos, right, in Gittin, Dav Ayin Dalam Aleph, quotes the name of the Bala Yitra, the following Chiddush. See, according to Rashi, you have to read into these cases. Now, does our Gemara really say Miad? Not really. Does that rise to say Lachar Zman? Not really. But implied in ours is Mekudeshes means Miad. Implied in Davches is the Kedushas Lecha Lachar Zman. Rashi writes that's the steer. What does the Brisa say? That Ratza Echad Mehem Lachar. Ratza Echad Mehem Lachar. Poshub Shat, that's somewhat of a steer. The Brisa says he's kashdi manalei manalei v'holech chazar is possible, seeming to imply that according to Rabbi Lazar, chazar is impossible. Is that really true? He's kashdi b'manav v'nasim ladina. Is retraction possible? Can the Baal say forget it? Can the Isha say I changed my mind? That seems to be the stira. The Brisa says that Ratza Echem El Nasar. And apparently that's not true in our Gemara. Now what exactly does that mean? That's not true in our Gemara. So the Nesivos writes the following in the name of the Bala Yitra. Chazar is not possible in our Gemara. If a person says to the Isha, Yiskach Shliba Manav Rasma Dina, Chazar is impossible. The Bala Yitra writes the following Chiddush. Yes and no. He can be chozer, but she cannot. That's the Chiddush of the Bala Yitra. In our case in the Gemara, the Baal HaTnai Yachal Asurba. In this particular case, the Tnai demands that I do something. I control that chaloz. I can be chozer. Look, if I don't make the final payment, the Kedusha is not going to be chal. I have a right to be chozer. I control that chalos. But the Bala Yitra writes a very great chiddush. She does not. Her das kedusha was already in place. It was already apparent when she accepted the dinar. And the tnai does not govern her at all. The tnai is only regarding him. So in such a case, she no longer has ischus chazara. If he will meet the condition, that's sufficient. And there's a kedushin al tnai that he has to do something. If he jumps, then the kedushin is chal. He can determine whether he will or won't. He is the bal hatnai. That is not something which is biyada. In such a case, therefore, she can no longer be chozeres. And that is the kasha. In the case of mana, v'hayamona v'holech. So in such a case, the Brisa says, v'ratza echad mehem lachza. Either one can be chozer. Either one can be chozer. How is that possible? That's what the Gemara says, because that's referring to manazu. Manazu means that she didn't even receive a kesef kedushin as of yet. Then, of course, she can be chozeres. If you look in the Rashba and Gittin, the Ayin Vav Med Aleph, in the end of Divrei Maaseh, Tana Rabbanan, the Rashba writes an incredible Chiddush. We mentioned there are different types of Tanai. There's a Tanai of Im, there's a Tanai of Almanas. Im is if and when. Almanas is me'achshav. So what are the differences between them? So one difference is kitshachar bintayim. Another difference, if a woman is mizana, is she nashis ishur, is she not? Well, if only if and then here she was not. If it's l'mafrei, of course. Maybe another difference will be kosa kinyana. We'll have to talk about that. Another difference that Rambam and Hilchos Zechiyah, mishpatei hatnayim. The Rashba writes an incredible Kiddush. You know what another difference is? whether yachal or eino yachal asurba. That's a very great question. If you have a ma'isa kedushin which is with a tznai of im, that means right now there's no issues. Nothing is chal. Nothing is chal. So, of course, either party can say, I retract. But if you have a case of almanas, Rashba writes, Eino yachol atzavo. Chazar is impossible. And Rashba writes exactly this. That's the sugya and aches. Diachol atzavo. Because if you would assume in a tnai of almanas, chazar is still possible until the tnai is met. So therefore the Rashba writes, Ma kashya? What was the difficulty of the Gemara? What was the kasha? The Gemara thought there was a stira between our Gemara and the case of Manav HaHolech. Why is there a stira? The only thing you see in Manav HaHolech is Beratza Echem and Achserbo. So the Rashba writes an incredible chiddush that no chazar is possible. That's a very great chiddush. Even though as of yet there was no Kiyum HaTnai. But now there was a Maisa Kedushin. The Chalosa Kedushin is dependent on the fulfillment of the Tnai. If the Tnai is fulfilled, they're married. But the Das Kedushin was already expressed. That Gemara of Chesam Ralef mentions another case as well. In a case of Hiskad Shiliva Manazum, and he gives her a bunch of dinarim, and Vinimsa Dinara, one of the dinarim that he gives her, right, there's some deficiency. What was the deficiency? The Gemara said it's like Nafek Ayyidei Adchak. It's a coin that is not fully in circulation any longer, so therefore it's hard to go ahead and to use this coin. You go to the store, they're not going to take it. Maybe go to the bank, maybe they'll give you the credit. So he's kashli manazu, and he hands her all the dinarim. Among them was the dinara. Nafik ayde edchak. So the Gemara says, Mekudeshes v'yachlif. Mekudeshes v'yachlif. So what does that mean? The kedushin is chal, but the husband has to substitute. Give her a dinar yafa and take back that dinara. How do you understand Mekudeshes v'yachlif? That's Lashon HaGemara, no? Mekudeshes almanash v'yachlif. The Kedushin is good provided that he does? Or maybe one could understand Mekudeshes v'yachlif in an entirely different way. The Ram suggests, Avdal v'alaf and Dapi Arif. You know what Mekudeshes v'yachlif means? Ve'efsha she'ein ha'kedushin tuluyin bekach. The kedushin doesn't depend on the yachlif. They are married, and the husband must switch. But va'af al pi shelo hichlifu, and if the husband doesn't do so, still mekudeshes. Ela she'yesh lo lahachlifu lamidin chov ba'alma. Very chiddush the Ran writes. Mekudeshes v'yachlif means the following. The Maisa Kedushin, the Kalos Kedushin is fully intact. This is not a Kedushin al-tnai. V'yachlif means there is an extraneous shibud, a chov, that he should give her a dinar yafa instead of the dinar ra. But whether he does or not, that doesn't impact at all on the Maisa Kedushin. Rav Limnuim suggests that maybe this is pshat then in our Gemara, and that's the sugya of Ches. When our Gemara says that he skachli b'mana and b'nasna dinar, and it is obvious that that is all he is giving her right now, and she realizes that it's not a case of mana v'holech b'dinar zeh b'mana zu. It's only nasna dinar. And we were bothered. What was the issue of Rush? Wait a second, there's no Tanai. He didn't say a Tanai. I'm giving you this now, and the Kedushin is Chal, I'm going to ask that I do A, B. That's not the case. There was no Tanai. So I think we're going to suggest the following Kiddush. That maybe in this particular case, since there was no Tanai, therefore one should assume that the Chalos Kedusha is not dependent on the subsequent payment. There was no Tanai. There certainly was no Tanai Kafel. He is obligated to, of course, pay her. But the language Lavei Miluim is the Eino Ela Chov. It's a Chov. And if that's what our Gemara says, well, then you understand the Sugi and Dabches very well. The Gemara Dabches says, Baratza Echad Mehem Lachzor. Chazar is possible. That means that the Kedushin is not determined as of yet. If I were to say I'm doing A and Almanas, the Kedushin is only Chal if B is done. So I'm giving you right now one dinar. And the Kedushin is Almanas that the balance is paid. That's a Tznai big Kedushin. But could one argue of great Kiddush the possibility that no, that this is a separate Yischaivus, but it's clear that the Maisa Kedushin, the Chalos Kedushin is just dependent on the Dina that was given, and that's all. That was the Kesa Kedushin. Maybe that's a possibility, comparable to what the Ran writes about the case of Dina Rav. She'en HaKedushin Kluim Bakach. It's just a separate Yischaivus midin Chol Valma. That would answer as well the difficulty the Rush had. How can you assume this is a Tanai? It's Kashli B'mona B'nasna Dinas, therefore it's a Kedushin al Tanai that the balance is paid. There was no Tanai, there was no Tanai Kafel. So one possibility is Umdana, obviously that's what he means. The other possibility is that Chiddush the Rambam, that you don't require Mishpatei HaTanayim. If the Chalos is Miyad, maybe one could argue, He Hanosenes, it is not a Tanai. It is not a Tanai. The fact that he is only giving her, right, the dinar indicates that that is the kes of kedushin. The rest is considered to be the chol v'alma. So far you have the following possibilities. In our case of the Gemara, what happens to the chalos kedushin? Rashi writes, no, the chalos is miyad, but obviously it's al tanai, only if the tanai is fulfilled, and that's exactly what we saw. The ritva spelled out that if that doesn't occur, there is no condition whatsoever. And Poshub Shat that Chazar is possible until there is a Chalos, either party can be Chozer. The Iter suggested by the Torah's Gittin writes it's not true. If you have a condition which is Al Hatnai, the Baal Hatnai can be Chozer. After all, just like he can opt not to fulfill the Tanai. But the party who is not governed by the Tanai, there's no possibility of chazar at all. That das was already fully expressed. That's the midsheet of the Bali Yitzer. One party yes, one party no. The Chiddush of the Rashba, the chazar is impossible. If it's im, then chazar is possible. If it's almanas, that means the das was already expressed. And the ma'ola mekudeshes l'mafreya bar kishiyashlim. Obviously, you have to meet the condition. But if it was a Tanai, which is Me'akshav, as long as the condition is met, the condition is Chal, regardless of what the Baal Risha intended at that moment. The Das HaYishus was already expressed on both hands. And then you have the Chiddush, the possibility that the moon raises, based on the Ran, and that is that maybe there is a Chalos condition entirely. Mekudeshes Me'akshav means Mekudeshes Legamre, and there is a shibud, yischaivu shiyashlim. But it was not the intent that all of this should be the dmei kedushin of araya. He only gave her, right, a dinar. And it wasn't the case of manazu and manav homech. But this Rashi is a very, very great chiddush. That whether chazar is possible up until the point of the kiyum hatnai depends on what type of tnai it is. Whether it's a tnai of im or whether it's a tnai me'afshav. Pashem Shat, we always assume that until there is a full chalos, kiyum atnai, either party can retract. That's Pashem Shat Rashi, Pashem Shat Neritva, the Balitar, it depends, which side. Right, the very great Kiddush, the Rashba writes, it depends on what type of tnai it is. Possibility of the Ra, right, that sometimes Yashnim can mean independent of chalos kedushin, and the suggestion, Abni Meluin, that perhaps this is Pshat Legamar as well. Right, in our cases. Right, these are the several possibilities. Right, and okay, we'll stop.